Hello, my friends. Skip here again, another episode. They are coming fast and furious. I hope that that's okay. Listen to the ones you want. Put it off. The nice thing about podcasting is that these will always be here. So I'm very cautious about what I say. The reason I believe that I'm so prolific right now with the podcasting is it's an energy thing. There's a lot of pent up, both negative and positive energy in the world. And as an empath, as a sensitive, as an intuit, podcasting is one way for me to process this. I hope that listening to these is one way that you might yourself process the energy that's going on. I hope this is helpful to you. It certainly is helpful to me. And so I'm grateful, very grateful for you who listen. I'm really grateful for the technology that allows something like this to happen. How do you know? Here's a question for you. How do you know that your thinking is right? How do you know? I just did a podcast on believing, but how do you know that your beliefs are right? How do you know that? Do you have a conscious mechanism for checking to see if your beliefs are correct or not? Now, I can't answer that for you. I'm going to answer it for me here in a few minutes. But I think that that's a very rare thing. I think that people often believe what they want to believe, what they choose to believe, what is convenient for them to believe. As a professional religious person for 20 years, what I discovered was that people are not looking for transformation for the most part. I bet you probably are by listening to this, but for the most part, people are not looking for transformation. They're looking for validation. People want their set of beliefs, how they were raised, what they were taught, even if it's egregiously wrong, something like racism. They want those beliefs validated. And what that validation does is it then gives people illusion that they're able to somehow judge other people. It's really quite a sinister thing. Now, when it comes to something like racism, that's a pretty obvious, egregious way of believing, but it doesn't even have to be something that severe. It can be something like self-righteousness, to believe that your beliefs are right. Often in the proof that they are not, that kind of egocentric self-righteousness is really a plague upon our understanding of our own spirituality, our understanding of ourselves. And I think it blinds us to being able to understand our own thinking and our own motives. I think this is a much more subtle thing that I could probably convey in 15 or 20 minutes, but I'm going to give it a try here, because what we can do is we can take what we believe is good also and manipulate that in a way for us to validate our own beliefs, in a way for us to keep from transformation. It's a very subtle form of self-deception that we can hide behind religious symbols, or we can hide behind philosophies, or we can hide behind science or self-help, and still be just as guilty of narrow and self-centered thinking as is anybody else, as the racist, if you will. I have always said to people that, you know, fundamentalism, that is to say religious rigidity, be it on the far right of the spectrum of religion or the far left. I hate those terms, but that's what we use. Is the same thing. The rigidity, closed-mindedness, self-centeredness is the same thing, regardless of how it's expressed. When you tell other people that you are right and they are wrong, you're going down that path. Now, here is the catch, folks. Here's the trick. Here's the hard part. We have to be able to say our beliefs may not be right, but we also have to stand up for the beliefs that are right. And that is a very narrow corridor. That's a very narrow thing to traverse. I'm seeing things on social media about people getting along. Right now, we're under tremendous stress, and I think people of goodwill really would like to see a more congenial way of existing in our society. Certainly nothing wrong with that. But what if something is obviously and egregiously wrong? What if something is racist? Then when we say things like, can't we all just get along? Or maybe we should just shake hands and hug. You ignore the thing that's egregiously wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? That we can't not thread that needle. That yes, the ultimate goal is for us to all be authentic. The ultimate goal is for us to reshape, reform, escape from, if you will, the collective false self that promotes things like fundamentalism and racism and rigidity. But those things nonetheless exist. Those things nonetheless are a part of where we find ourselves. And so you've heard me say this in other podcasts. We really live out of two worlds. Jesus will say this in Christian scripture that you need to be in the world, but not of it. In other words, you need to engage for what is right and what is good for the collective, not just for yourself, but for the collective. And you need to know what that is. You need to know what right and good is. And this is where I want to talk about how we know that. How do we know our beliefs are in line with deeper understanding or our authentic self or a truer form of love? How do we know that? And we're really talking about self-awareness at this point. Truth of the matter, for me, as I see it, is that a lot of people won't be able to. I don't know if you're familiar with 12-step programs, but in some 12-step meetings, part of the readings at the beginning of each meeting is where they say, there are such unfortunates that won't grasp the concepts. And I'm going to say that for all of us. There are just some people who are not spiritually aware enough, spiritually mature enough to grasp a deeper sense of authenticity. I believe that there are more and more people learning it. I believe that that there is hope ultimately. But the fact of the matter is, there's a percentage of people who simply just want to hate. And they burrow themselves into the collective false self like a tick. They have no clue that there's a transformation that should happen. They have no clue that the universe is bigger than their beliefs. And often they have no clue that the beliefs they're buying into are poisonous. So that's one part. But I think for the majority of people, what we really do yearn for is something better, something closer to the truth. Now, again, here is this sort of fine line we need to walk. Because so much of what isn't true presents itself as true, and it often feeds upon your own fears, your own unresolved prejudice, your own unresolved self-worth. What makes evil so insidious? And evil is a product of the human heart that exists in the false matrix. That's my definition. But what makes it so insidious is that it can disguise itself as good. People perceive something evil as good. If you were to talk to a serious racist, they would have an argument for you of why their belief is correct. And you may think it foolish, but in their mind and others, it makes perfectly logical, philosophical sense. That's why the false matrix is false. That's why the false collective, false self, I use the word false. Because it becomes easy to manipulate, to control. And then we see when systems get a hold of this, oh my God, right? I mean, look at history. Look at human history. Human systems are replete with the presentation of false information as truth. And so, how do we know? And that begins with an individual sense of knowing that what we're really seeking, the beginning of knowing that we're on to something authentic, is simply to ask ourselves, what is it we are after? Are we after validation of something, or are we seeking transformation of ourselves? If the answer is we're seeking transformation, then we are beginning to head down the right path. And then we can ask ourselves, well, what does that transformation mean? Because some people are transformed into racists or terrorists or, you know. The transformation, once you realize you need it, once there's a conscious spiritual awareness that you are seeking transformation and not stagnation, once you know that seeking homeostasis is not an answer for spiritual growth, once you know that you have to move forward, then you have to survey where you're going and go to the most loving place. Love is what grounds us. And I don't just mean emotional sorts of warm feelings, which are great. I mean the love that Jesus and Buddha points to, the love that feeds people, that cares for people, a love that sees the world through the eyes of compassion. When we begin our transformation with that as our goal, the journey will still be difficult. The journey will still be fraught. We may still fall backwards. We may still end up in places we thought were right that weren't. That's part of the journey. But as long as we keep that love at the core of who we are, at the core of our transformation, then we are in good stead. Because here is a simple truth, folks. You can't love someone and hate them at the same time. A person who's racist can't love people and hate people at the same time. You can't hate someone for how they look or who they are and love them. And so that love is the guiding light. It's the pillar of fire that leads us. It's the North Star. Love is the thing that grounds us in the purpose, the ultimate purpose. So I just want to end with that. If you're wondering if your thinking is okay here, that's the beginning. It's questioning, am I thinking right? Am I judging other people? Well, is their behavior harmful? Then you have a right to judge their behavior, but not their worth. I think that's fair. You got to judge someone who is a racist as a racist. The next question might be, are we sugarcoating because we don't want to deal with it? Are we calling for everyone to get along and sing kumbaya and shake hands when really that's just a form of denying the obvious issue that needs to be confronted, such as sexism or racism, any phobia that harms another person? And then the question, I think the meta question here is, are we seeking transformation? And if so, that transformation has to be grounded in really that agape love that the Christian tradition talks about, that compassion that the Buddhist tradition talks about, that awareness of the other and justice for the other that really is at the core of all of the great thinkers. I hope this is helpful, my friends. I'm sure you'll hear from me again real soon. Take care.